What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Comptroller General of the Republic now has $24.3 million in addition to the $136.1 million that was assigned to it as a budget for 2024. The Budget Commissioner of the National Assembly approved an additional credit for this entity for $22.1 million in funds that will be used in operation and investments. In addition, it was guaranteed transfers of items for $2.2 million. Comptroller Gerardo Solis came on Wednesday to support the millions in a debate that revolved mainly around the use of the entity's money to pay for an event, travel expenses for the folklore group to travel to Ecuador, overtime payments to escorts and drivers, the hiring of temporary personnel, and the purchase of buildings, among others. The first $22.1 million will be used as follows: $14.7 million for operation and $7.4 million for investment. This last item includes the purchase of the building for the Government Control Academy, the acquisition of the Early Childhood Care Centre establishment, the construction of the headquarters of the Chiriquí Comptroller's Office, and the purchase of computer equipment. The only deputy who intervened was the independent Juan Diego Vasquez. He began by questioning the $400,000 that the Comptroller's Office will spend on the 32nd Assembly of the Latin American Organization of Audit Entities in an event that will be held in Panama. How does this benefit the country if there are schools that haven't opened? Vasquez questioned. Solis answered that the Latin American Organization of Auditing Entities is the highest organization in Latin America and is part of the community that ensures compliance with auditing, transparency, and improvement standards for higher entities. The Comptroller's Office had distanced itself from these spaces. Since Panama is the headquarters of the organization, it is the most economical way to transfer knowledge, he argued. The deputy then asked about the $15,000 that will be used to pay travel expenses for the folklore group to attend a festival in Quito, Ecuador. The folklore ensemble of the Comptroller's Office is a national reference for our culture. This is to cover the expenses that are not covered when they are invited, Solis argued. Then the debate focused on the $48,000 allocated for transportation within the country. Part of that budget also covers the expenses of the presentations that the folklore group makes in different provinces. Here, the comptroller asked that the cultural work of the comptroller's officials not be minimized. The rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, Yonachi Etelvina Medianero Bonegas, managed on Wednesday, the 6th of March, to have the Budget Commission of the National Assembly approve a transfer of $1.5 million for renovations and maintenance. According to the rector, she has been forced to go to that legislative body because the university suffered a cut of $14 million in its 2024 budget. Medianero de Bonegas explained that of the $1.5 million, a total of $1.3 million will be for 7 priority projects for UNACHI. She mentioned the expansion of a sub-headquarters of that university, the construction of an auditorium, maintenance of the central campus, the construction of a science park, and the construction of the Faculty of Medicine building. Meanwhile, $236,000 will be for the payment of insurance to students and payment for the fumigation service. UNACHI, which in recent years has been in the eye of the storm due to complaints of alleged irregularities, as well as the increase in salaries for teaching staff after an internal electoral campaign, was assigned $106 million for 2024. The commission chaired by PRD Deputy Raul Pineda approved the item. The only one who raised questions was the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez. In 2022, the user account of an official from the Institute of the for the Training of Use of Human Resources, which we know, of course, as IFARU, was used to make 7,000 PIN number changes in the accounts of the beneficiaries of the Universal Educational Social Assistance Program, known as PASS-U. This is stated in an investigation by the Special Prosecutor's Office for Crimes Against Intellectual Property. Those PIN number changes were made even on non-business days. It was also detected that after the modifications were made, the accounts were used to make purchases in various local businesses. Well, it turned out that the two arrested people, the Faro official and a merchant, will be brought before the judge of guarantees for the formulation of the accusation. Now, both will be charged for the alleged commission of crimes against intellectual property, specifically that that's contained in Article 226 of the Penal Code, which establishes that, quote, whoever, in order to obtain an illicit benefit for himself or a third party, alters, modifies, or manipulates programs, databases, networks, or computer systems, or by the person authorized to access them, or when the act is committed by the person using privileged information, will be punished with a sentence of 5 to 8 years in prison. This is an investigation that began back in 2022. This was after a complaint that was presented by Faro itself after detecting abnormalities in the management of the PASI-U. Well, the public ministry maintains various complaints related to improper access and modification of data associated with the Cedulad program, or platform, rather. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office requested to suspend the electoral criminal jurisdiction of Bernardo Nando Meneses, former director of IFARU, so that he can be investigated for the handling of the financial aid provided by that entity. Meneses acquired the jurisdiction because he is a candidate for deputy in Arihan for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, yep, the PRD. A warning of unconstitutionality is the last legal resource tried by the former governor of Coquelet, Richard Pfeiffer, who seeks to stop a possible conviction for the crime of illegally withholding contributions from the Social Security Fund, the CSS. The appeal was presented by Julio Pinzon, Pfeiffer's lawyer, shortly before a trial court in the province of Coquelet began its deliberations to determine the possible criminal responsibility of the former governor. Well, given the scenario, judges Teofilio Ortiz, Mario Solis and Elsa Damaris Dominguez decided to suspend the issuance of their verdict until the Supreme Court examines the warning of unconstitutionality filed against Article 2 of the Penal Code, referring to the crime of improper withholding of fees. During the trial, which took place this week in Coquelet, anti-corruption prosecutors Olmedo Gomez and Elvis Coronado asked the trial court to issue a conviction against Pfeiffer for the illegal withholding of quotas from the end of 2013 to January of 2015 through the companies Petaquia Gold and Panama Desarrollo y Infraestructura, of which he was legal representative. Also, the private accuser, Hildora Cáceres, representing the CSS, requested the conviction of the former governor. Pfeiffer remains detained in the Tinajitas prison, where he is serving a 120-month prison sentence for the crime of aggravated fraud to the detriment of the company Gold Dragon Management. The man was arrested last January. He was in Costa Rica. At the time of his arrest, he presented a United States passport and objected to being verified by Panamanian authorities, claiming to be a U.S. citizen. Bocas del Toro is a province marked by significant poverty rates and, in turn, the political kingdom of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party deputy, Benicio Robinson, who frequently boasts of having been elected in that remote region 7 occasions. In this place, which corresponds to Circuit 1-1, as in San Miguelito, there is a marked imbalance between the statistics of people who vote in the upcoming elections on the 5th of May with the population over 18 years of age residing in the area. Now, according to the Registry of the Tribunal Electoral in Bocas del Toro, there are 108,849 citizens registered who will be able to vote in the general elections. However, according to data from the 12th National Population and Housing Censuses, the total number of residents over 18 years of age is 87,603 inhabitants. Furthermore, from this last figure, we will have to subtract the foreigners who cannot vote next May next May because they do not have citizenship, and who number 1,233, according to last year's census. In other words, in Bocas del Toro, there are 86,370 inhabitants of legal age and eligible to vote in this year's elections, which does not agree with the electoral registry, in which 22,479 more voters appear. In Bocas del Toro, two deputies were elected and Robinson will try again to be elected there. The last time he was chosen, that was May of 2019, he sent a message to his political rivals who questioned the transparency of the elections in the electoral circuit. Quote, "I came out by half a quotient, and it hurts, well, whoever it hurts." One of Robinson's question strategies in recent years is the creation of new townships without any type of planning or technical support to benefit politically. For example, in December 2020, President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned a bill that created 11 townships in Bocas del Toro, an initiative promoted by Robinson, also president of the PRD. Well, was hoping to finish on some good news. No such luck. Starting this Friday, March the 8th, the price of 95 and 91 octane gasoline is going to increase. Yes, 95 octane will register an increase of 3 cents per litre and will be sold at $1.06, while the 91 octane will rise 1 cent and the sale price will be 97 cents. Meanwhile, the price of low sulphur diesel will decrease by 5 cents per litre and will be sold at 93 cents. These prices are going to be taking effect from 6 a.m. this Friday until the Friday, March the 22nd, reported the National Secretariat of Energy. And that's it then. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.